essential, setting up rock solid accountability and putting your money where your mouth is. To overcome weaponized technology and the tyranny of the internet, you need more than mere willpower. Willpower, which is in extremely limited supply, is simply no match for the immense power of weaponized billion-dollar industries that have taken over the world. Yeah, limited willpower versus weaponized billion-dollar industries, it's no match at all. It's like someone with a pointed stick going up against the US Army with tanks, planes, and nuclear bombs. Right? So we often go into this with these absurd ideas that, well, I can do this on my own, I don't need any help. And it fails miserably. Most of the time, it's underestimating the problem that is our greatest enemy. So to break free from these old habits, these old patterns, these addictions, we need all the help we can get. For example, any alcoholic in AA knows that spending time in a bar or a pub or having alcohol around the house is simply not a good idea. Video game addicts know that a little game could cost them months of time. Yeah, many gamers, they can't play certain games and they say, oh, all right, I'll just play a quick game with my friends. And next thing you know, a month has gone by and they haven't done anything else. And they've just been playing games the whole time. Porn addicts know that a quick peek isn't going to do the trick. Any kind of behavior that has a Moorish tendency, same thing with food addiction, someone who likes binge eating or binge drinking or various different drugs and behaviors, exercise, we can be addicted to just about anything. And just a little bit leads to a little bit more, leads to a little bit more. So we just need to be very aware of these things. If we want to break free from the relentless addiction to cell phones and the internet, then we need all the help we can get. And that's why accountability is a saving grace, because it gives you the power to do what you can't do on your own. It gives you the power to do things that you could not do by yourself. Now, please listen very carefully to this, because this is like the secret key to open the door to your success. And if you don't have this key, then you might want to get in, you might want to go everywhere, but you're kind of stuck on a certain place in a certain level. You can't go through up to the next level. So accountability, I'll just give you a quick overview. What does this mean? I've talked about this in great detail in many other audios. I'm just going to go over this real quick. Basically, being held accountable to do what we say we are going to do by an external and trackable force. Now, this can mostly mean another person. It could also be using technology to do it, but seeing that you're detoxing yourself from technology, being accountable using technology is probably not going to be the best match, right? So, for example, let's say that I wanted to be accountable to not smoke cigarettes, right? I don't smoke anyway, but let's say I did smoke and I wanted to give up smoking. If I said, oh, I'm just going to give up smoking, yeah, right. Yeah, how many times have people said that and they haven't stopped? If someone, on the other hand, said to their best friend, look, I really need your help to give up smoking. I'm committing to not smoking any more cigarettes from now until like 3 months from now. For 3 months, no cigarettes. And then after that, I'll probably do another 3 months. So for the next 3 months, if I smoke a single cigarette, it's going to cost $1,000. I'll give you $1,000 for every cigarette that I smoke. And if they were to tell their friend every day, I didn't smoke today, I didn't smoke today, I didn't smoke today, And then if they did smoke, they had to hand over the cash. Or even better, if they gave their friend $1,000 and said, if I smoke on any day, then you just spend that $1,000 and I'll give you another $1,000, right? Not everyone has $1,000. It might be $100, $20, $50, whatever. But if someone was to set that up, if I was to set that up, chances of me smoking immediately drop because I don't want to lose money, right? And I've done this for various things. For example, finishing a project. I've told people, if I don't finish this project by a certain date, I will send, you know, $500 to so-and-so, or go to a place I don't want to send it to. You can also use accountability in other ways. I remember talking to an entrepreneur. You may even know who I'm talking about here. There is the alternative baking company, and they have all those cookies, the big cookies. You might see them in health food stores. Colossal chocolate chip, double chocolate decadence, explosive espresso chip. You know, they're big cookies. They're vegan. And I've eaten them in the past. So I was chatting to the guy, the owner of this company, and he told me an interesting story about accountability. So to understand this, understand that he is a vegan, right? He doesn't eat meat or dairy or eggs or anything. And he wanted to set up this company to make these vegan cookies, right? But he wasn't doing anything. He was actually living with some friends. They were all homeless. And he was kind of like, you know, like a homeless guy, right? Just hanging around, not up to much. And he had a vision, had an idea. He wasn't doing anything. So he said to the people who he was living with in this kind of like homeless community, I think it was some building, that abandoned building they were living in or something like that. And he said to them, if I don't make $1 million with my cookie company by this time next year, I will eat a can of dog food in front of you. Yeah, this was his big idea. And he said to his friends, his homeless friends, if I don't make $1 million by this time next year, I will eat a can of dog food, which is the worst thing he could think of, because that last thing he wants to do is eat any meat, because he's a vegan, but he of course doesn't want to eat dog food, a can of dog food. Can't imagine many people wanting to eat a can of dog food. And because of that decision, because he wanted to do it anyway, he wanted to be successful, but he didn't have enough motivation, right? And he had no kind of not enough pain for him to do it. And guess what happened? In a year, he had made more than $1 million. And as you can probably tell, if you've seen his cookies all over the place, he's doing very well indeed. And so that accountability, having those people around him and having a deadline, got him to take massive, massive action. And what accountability does, I just want to explain how this works, is it motivates the lower part of us that is lazy and self-destructive. So your higher self, the part of you that wants to be free, that wants to do a digital detox, the part of you that wants the best for you, is already motivated. You already want to do it. You want to do it because you care about yourself and you care about life and you want to have a great life. So there's a part of you, your higher self, which already wants success. However, we also have what we can call our lower self, or our animal self, or our lazy self, or our kind of narcissistic teenage self. And that part of us is lazy, it's interested in self-indulgence, it's destructive, it doesn't care about our bigger dreams. And this is the age-old challenge between our higher self and our lower self. This is written about in psychology and in religion and philosophy. It goes back a long way, right? So in order to get the lower self on board, we need some kind of shocking reason to do it. Because if you didn't have this lower part of you that doesn't want to do what's good for you, you wouldn't need any accountability. If this guy who came up with the alternative baking company, if he didn't have a lazy part of him that wasn't up for it, he would have already taken care of his cookie business and taken it to the next level anyway, because he was already motivated. But that lazy, I'll do it later, or I can't do it, I'm not good enough, all these reasons and excuses were holding him back. And the same thing is happening for all of us in different ways. So let's cut to the chase about what needs to be done in order for this to actually work. So it's pretty basically pretty simple. We will go through the essence here. So first thing is, what do you commit to doing? You know, you're committing to doing a digital detox. You're committing to being away from technology for a certain amount of time. It's, you know what you're doing. You've already thought about this and written it down. So you first of all write, I commit to doing this, right? And we have a PDF that you get that you can fill in all this stuff. You know, you can write it all out. We already have documents to do, but it's pretty straightforward. I'll just go through it and we can go back in more detail. So I commit to doing this. I commit to doing it because this is why it's meaningful to me. So you have a reason for doing it. For the next X number of days, I will be enjoying freedom from the devices so that I can enjoy, etc., etc., etc. Why are you doing this? What are you going to be doing? Now, here's where it gets interesting. This is where you put your money where your mouth is. And remember, the only point of this is to get the lower self, the part of us that is interested in self-sabotage, on our team. So you say, I'm committed to doing this, this, and this. If I don't do it, if I end up checking technology, or if I do this or this or that, I agree to pay X amount of money to a certain person. And you might be wondering, well, why do we need money? Well, basically because it works. Because it works. All of a sudden, the ego goes, oh, I don't want to give $20 to anyone. I'll just do all this cool stuff instead. So easiest thing to do is to set it up in a situation where, for example, let's say you give $50 to a friend, and every day you check in with your friend and you say, I didn't use any technology, everything's great. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to use it anyway, because if you've given it away, then it makes it easier. So you can talk to them every day, or you could maybe just talk to them at the end of the week. And as long as you did what you said you were going to do, then everything's fine. But if you end up using it, or if you end up doing something that you said you weren't going to do, you have to hand over the cash. Actually, you've already given them the cash, they just keep it. So you give it to them in advance. You could even give it to the same person who's taking your tech stuff. So let's say, for example, you have a friend or a neighbor who's going to take your phone and your internet box. You could also give them $100. Or $20 or whatever, right? And you say to them, look, as long as I don't use it, or if I don't get it back from you, or as long as it all goes to plan, then you can give it all of this stuff back and we're done. But if I end up using it, or if I come round, you keep the money, because that's the agreement. Now, some people think, well, no, I'm not going to do that. This is over the top. There's no need for it. Well, if you really feel there's no need for it, and if there's no way of you getting your technology back, then fair enough. However, if you're really wanting to make this bulletproof, then I recommend you set it up. So you just basically fill in, I agree to doing this. If I end up sabotaging my plan, I'm going to give X amount of money to this person. Simple as that. All it does is it inspires the lower self, the ego, to carry on with what you've already decided and not sabotage the game. Included with this program is also another document that explains the five different kinds of accountability, because giving money to people is only one of them. There's four other ones. So you can read that if you want more information about accountability. I'm not going to go into it now. Easiest thing to do is just set it up with cash, right? And you chart, look, realistically, you're not going to lose any money. It's just an extra safety mechanism to make sure that you do what you want to do. So what to do now? Pretty simple. Just consider, what are you going to do? You already know that. And who are you going to give some money to? It could even be a dollar. It could even be 10 bucks. It doesn't have to be a lot. It all depends. It doesn't even have to be money at all. You can give them a gold coin if you have gold, or some jewelry, or you can give them your watch, or, you can give them something else. So as long as you do what you said you're going to do, then you get it back. And if you don't, if you screw it up and do something else, they get to keep it. Yeah, it's very, 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 very simple thing. So go ahead and set that up. It's simple, simple, simple. You just talk to whoever it is that you're going to do this with. Just phone them up or talk to them and just say, look, I'm doing this digital detox. I want to give you 20 bucks to help make sure that I don't, end up cracking somewhere in the middle and getting my stuff back, or going down into a coffee shop and whatever, right? I'm not going to use it. So you give them the money, and then you can either talk to them every day and say, today was great, I had a great time, nothing happened. Or you could just do it at the end, all right? I said I was going to do it for 10 days, I did the whole 10 days, nothing happened, and then you get the money back. Very, very simple. You might think it's so simple there's no need, but actually it's extremely potent. So go ahead, set it up, and I'll talk to you soon. Congratulations for being here, and much love.